It says over here by the giants when the Eden came by the Meraglim and Afidom and Aleph, the Meraglim, it says they met over there, a few there, and they were named as follows. It says, when they came to Hebron, Visham over there is Achimon. There was one of the giants known as Achimon. There was another giant known as Sheshai and Talmai. Yelidi Anak. They were all giants. Who are these people? Tell me, learned. Achimon. Achimon are two words. Achimin. Miyum Shabachi, the strongest of the brothers. Sheshai, Shemesim, Mesa Oretz, Kishchis. When he walked, he used to destroy the ground underneath him. And Talmai, the third giant, Shemesim, Mesa Oretz. When he walked, he used to make Tlamin, furrows. Dovidach, another pshat, that these were the names. These are, they built, each one of them built cities. Achimon. Two lines in the white lines. Achimon Bona. He said he built a city called Anas, and Sheshai Bona Olush, and Talmai Bona Talbush. Yelidi Anok, they're the kids of the giants. What kind of word is Anok, giant? So you remember, Anok in Hebrew also means a necklace. Shema Anikin Hachama Bekaimosan, that they would stand up as if the neck went into the skies and the sun became their necklace. Om Rebbe Shemalevi, Om Rebbe, interesting, in the future. The final thing is going to be is that I see the Raimi Shetipo Biyat Paras. That the Iranians are going to take over and the Western world are going to come under the Iranian thumb. Okay? Some say that's what's happening. Shenemar, as it says in Pasik, Lochin, therefore, Shimu Atzas Hashem, Asher Yoatz El Edom, listen to the advice of Hashem, that Abish advised to Edom, Umachshavoisim, the thoughts, Asher Choshev, that he thought of Yeshvei Taimon, to those who deliver Taimon, Im Lo Yizchavum Tzeidi Yatzoin, if the young sheep won't take them over, and, Im Lo Yizchavum Tzeidi Yatzoin, if it won't go around and scream at them. Now, who are these young train who can take over control? We're saying that they're the Persians. The Persians are going to take over control. Says the Gemara, Master Rabbi, my master, I see that train part of. So, who told you that the young sheep meant the Persians? Says the Gemara, Dixi, because it says the posse. We're just finishing. I got it to here. The ram that you saw, Bala Kanaim, is what Malke Mother part of. That the ram that you saw for the horns is the kings of Madai Paras. So we see that sheep and whatever it is, rams, they're compared to Paras. Says the Gemara, so what? Maybe the Amy Yava, maybe it's Greece. The see, because another puzzle, where Greece is compared to a sheep. But says the puzzle, Tzofir Hasoyir Melech Yavam. Says that the goat, the king of Yavam. So we see that Greece is also compared to sheep and goats and so on. So how do you know that this puzzle that the Tzoyin will take over is talking about the Iranians? Kisolagrab Chaviva Bar Sumriki. So didn't have an answer. When Rav Chaviva Bar Sumriki went to Israel, Amr Kamei Dahu Rabboni, he told off this whole conversation from the rabbis. Amalei, so this rabbi said, Mandalo Yoda Pirushe Kroi Moisiv to Yufta, Le Rebbe. Obviously, somebody has no idea how to translate Psukim, ask this question to Rebbe. You know what's Mait Sidi Atsoi? You know what means the young sheep? Zutra Dachoi, the youngest of the brothers, that must be in the Iranians. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, if you remember, Yefes, the sons, the youngest son was Toidus. And that is Paras. We said before it's Iran. So therefore, what's going to happen? Mashiach will come. The Iranians, right before he comes, the Iranians will take over the world. That's one version. You're right. He said the same thing. That Rome will fall under the influence of the Iranians. And Kabul Chaymer. And the Kabul Chaymer. Madoch Migdash Rishon Madoch, the first base of Shebanu Bnei Shem, who built it, Shlomo HaMelech, the descendants of Shem. The Hechrivu, who destroyed it, Kazdim, and yet Noflu Kazdim Biyad Parsim, who took over at Nebuchadnezzar years later, was Kodesh and the Yavish, who were Parsim. So Parsim had nothing to do with the first base, yet they took over control over the Nebuchadnezzar. Migdash Sheni Shebanu Parsim, the second base means that they themselves built it, right? Kodesh and Yavish, they built it. Vehechrivu. Kodesh built it, and the Romans destroyed it, so surely the Parsim will take over. Surely they should take over. And therefore, that's how we know the Iranians will take over the world. That's one version. There's another version. That's just the opposite. So, the question is which version is going to win? Okay, Rashi. Rashi. Well, I don't even say that. Rashi v'sheishai loshen seven lines in their lines loshen haseiz v'sheva they're breaking v'ashin echel v'adu shredish b'teva. It's a lot on its own, so they destroy it. Tlamim, they used to walk, they used to make burrows in the ground. Sure, it's hamachrisha, like the row, the furrows, or the burrows in the ground when they plow. The barachah, look at sin. Manik is a chamad. Why are they called giants? Word onok, because they wear their son like a necklace. Doimish, it's havari, noikiv, it's as if his neck pierces. Va'ila, b'chol, like here, the wind of the heaven. Amjur levi, amma rebbe gassin. Amru kamed ravana, and loho, ask for the rabbi, oh, this question of Rula. Noflu kazim be yaparsim bel shatz be yad yavish from the hands of the yavish hamodai be kodesh haparsim chosne and kodesh was a parsni, the yavish was not a parsni, the yavish was modai, but his son-in-law was kodesh, who was a parsni, and kodesh wanted to build the base of midrash as we learned yesterday. Said more invited Omar Rav disagrees. He says asida porash etipa be yad remi. No, the West is going to win. Iran eventually is going to succumb. Doesn't make sense. Are you going to give over the hands of the builders of the Beis HaMikdash, Persians, into the hands of the Romans who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, this is what Abishter wants. You can't ask questions. This is what Abishter wants. You could rather say, they also broke many shuls. The Persians themselves also broke many shuls. What exactly he's referring to, it doesn't say. Any particular event? What are we talking about here? Are we talking about the times of Mordechai? Is that what he means? And why say Bosor Megnishta? They almost destroyed the whole Yiddish nation. And why Taka doesn't he mention that these same Persians who built this Yiddish almost destroyed the whole Jewish world? Not for Mordechai. I guess almost doesn't really count. It's what they did. So where do you find that Persian Bosor Megnishta? I looked around, I couldn't find. What exactly did they do? Now we'll bring up Raisa to support this, and the fact that the Persians are going to lose and the Romans will take over. Tanya, we learned, I see the parashat of Yeremi, that eventually the Iranians will fall in the hands of the Western world. Chodda, first of all, the Sasi Bey Knishta, they destroyed many shuls, number one. No. And boy, furthermore, this is what the Abishta wants. It's a good kasha, but so what? This is the Abishah goes again, and that's it. That he wants that the Bainin should fall in the hands of the Saisin, that the building of the Beis HaMikdash should fall in the hands of the destroyers of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? That's why it is. Why? Rabbi Rav says, Ein Bain David, Ein Bain David Ba, Moshiach will not come, Achetivshed Malchus Roimi Hosha, Bechol Oilam, Kula Tish Chadoshim, that the Romans will have an influence over the entire world for at least 9 months. Was a cheshbon 9 months, like a woman who was pregnant. Shenemar, in the pasuk, lochein yitnam, he would give them over to the hands of Romans ad aca ledis until the time of giving birth. Yolda, and it will give birth. But yesarachim shuvim bnei Yisrael, and then the rest will go back to bnei Yisrael. So that means the term of pregnancy 9 months will be totally in the hands of Rome. That's exactly what that means. Okay, that finishes. I got it. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we talked about in this room, the Kolishcha Parhedin. Now, what was this room? This is the room that the Kohen God lived for 7 days. This was his house for 7 days. The question comes up, did this house need a mezuzah or not? You live, you need a mezuzah, and this is a permanent house, but only for 7 days. But the house itself is upstanding for years and years and years. It's just that somebody lived there only for 7 days. Do you require a mezuzah then or not? So if Machlek is Nigamara, turn up what we learned. All the chambers that were in the base of Migdish, none of the chambers had a mezuzah, as we'll soon see why. Chutz, the only one that required a mezuzah, is Lishchas Parhedin, this room of Parhedin. Why? Because here the Kohen God lived. All the other chambers, nobody lived there. It was like more like a warehouse. You went in and out, you stored things. This is the only place that people actually lived there. So he needs a mezuzah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, if the vart is because he lived there, there were other rooms that they lived there, the Shemrim. Those who guarded the base of Migdash had to live there. At night, they guarded the base of Migdash, according to most of the Shemrim. Some say even by day as well, but by night, and they had to guard it, and they lived there. And yet, no rooms inside the base of Migdash required a mezuzah. But Elishcha Parhedin, why did the Elishcha Parhedin have only Midrabbanan? Why did it have a mezuzah? Very interesting, because if people saw that you sequestered the Kohen Gadol for 7 days and the room didn't have a mezuzah, they're going to convince themselves that it's like a jail. They're punishing the Kohen Gadol, he must have done something wrong. So you want to show that it's not a jail, but it's a house. So they deliberately put a mezuzah that people shouldn't walk around, because as soon as they have a chance to criticize the leaders, for the, even though it sounds so obtuse, it doesn't matter. They're going to use this, you know, as a tiner against...
He didn't criticize the leader.
Yeah, even the Kohen Gadol. Imagine. Gzeda hois with Gzeda. Rashi. Those who protected the base of Midrash at night, they used to sleep there. People shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is being incarcerated. Says Gemara Vayta, what's going on here? How could the Tzotarek hold the Mahatayda Lishcha Behed and Abi Yehuda holds only Mirabonim. And Abi Yehuda uses a Raya. None of the other Lishcha that people live in require mezuzah, so why punk this one? Mirabonim, and we'll soon see why. Says the Gemara, my time with Abi Yehuda, what's Abi Yehuda's Swara? How come none of the chambers require mezuzah? Why even Lishcha Behed doesn't require mezuzah Mahatayda? Kesar Abi Yehuda, call Bais, any house. Any house that is not for 12 months of the year is not permanent. A house that is not used the entire year, all seasons, is not a house. It's temporary. And since the Lishchas Parheden is only used 7 days a year, it's not a house. And the same thing you'd say is also with the Shomim. It's only at night, not by day, not a house. According to those who Shomim will hold that it's by day and by night, have difficulty with this Gemara. I don't remember how they answered. Yeah.
If a person has like a dacha, a holiday house, a summer house,
we'll see in a minute.
That's Iker Dirosi.
We'll see in a minute.
For the summer.
Hey, so Abaya has a question. Your term is not called a house. But see, the Navi reprimands the Eden. He says, you know what kind of chutzpah the Eden are? You know what kind of lowlifes, how grub they are? But KC, based on Chay, they have two houses. They have a summer home and a regular house. And they're ashamed for that. And therefore, Abe says, you know what I'm going to do? Because the Eden are so full of gashmis that they don't know when to stop, that they have to buy themselves a summer home, I'm going to make sure that the summer home and the winter home destroys the summer home. That's what it says in Tanakh. Pretty strong words. And that says in Amos. And Rashi there says, if you look over here in Lukuti Rashi, in the bottom of the page, see here on the right side of the Gemara, in the bottom of the page, this is Rashi from Tanakh there. He teaches, what's the Navi saying? Because they were very affluent. Yeah, imagine they used to have two houses, echad lechayiv, echad lekayitz, and the Eibshter didn't like it. Okay, so take your question back. Anyway, so Abaye says, so what do you tell me? A house is only a house if it's used for 12 months. Here it's called a house, and it's only used for seasons. Says the Gemara, Amalei beis chayiv or beis kayitz ikri, or bayis tamalei ikri. Is that called a house? In the Torah it says, "Uchsavtem amazuzas beis secha v'sherecha." When are you chayiv amazuzas beis secha? A house, a stama house. This is a summer home. This is a winter home. A summer home or a winter home. You have a ski lodge, then you have a winter home. That's not a house. It has a description. It's a winter home. It's not beis. The Torah says beis secha, your house, without any descriptions. Rashi. So what did the Rabbi learn? The Rabbi basically learned that according to Chachamim, Talikama, you take a chayiv and mezuzah. I don't care if it's a temporary house, you chayiv and mezuzah. Mashen called Rabbi Yehuda, no, since it's a temporary house, only 7 days a year, you're not chayiv and mezuzah. Ask Abaye, what are you talking about? Eisu Abaye, Sukkot Achag Bechag, or Sukkot, also only 7 days. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv Mezuzah. The same. Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Lishcha Bahed, and Yepot Mezuzah, because only temporary, he holds Mechsukkot Yechayiv. The Chacham Poitin, Chacham Pater. How are you going to find out for Rabbi Yehuda? Tesh already in the Shalim ask, what about the Chacham and Chachamim? Over here, the Chachamim by Sukkot say 7 days, Yepot is temporary. And by Lishcha's Parhed, they say 7 days, Yechayiv. What's the difference? So one of the Shoyim answer, who said it's the same Tanakama? So we're not going to ask a question. Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. By Masuki, he's Chayim, he's not Chayim. What's going on here? The Tani Allah, and we went to learn further. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechayiv, Yechayiv, Sai by Eidiv. If you have this sukkah in a yard, you aser on the people in the yard to carry unless you make an Eidiv Chatzedah with them. And mezuzah, it's a house. You need a mezuzah. And over ma'ase, the din is by ma'ase that calls man you tefuah, you harvest your tefuah. You're allowed to eat snacks from it until you bring it into your house. But a sukkah is also called pnei abayis, and so you bring it in. You chayiv matoida in ma'ase. So clear up the holes that a temporary house is a house. How does that fit in with over here by Lishcha Perhedin? I can answer very simple. That Yehuda himself said when he came to Lishcha Parhedrin that Yachayim is a midrabbanon. So why can't they say the same thing over here? That over here, when Yehuda said by Sukkos Achag Yachayim is a midrabbanon. V'chitayim midrabbanon. Maybe Yachayim Sukkos Achag midrabbanon and Ma'aseh midrabbanon and Eidu midrabbanon. Says Gemara, it's not so simple. Bishleim Eidu v'mezuzah. When it comes to an Eidu, I can say that a bonon machmir. You're living in a courtyard. If you're other people, you also need to be included in Eidu. Otherwise, you ask on them. Fine. Mezuzah, I can say a bonon machmir. What's wrong? A bonon machmir. We should have a mezuzah. How can you say ma'isim midrabon? Why not? So the Gemara explains. Because Dilma, if you're going to say that we're midrabon in Yechayv and ma'isim, so you saw the house, but if you're chayv and ma'isim, people don't know the difference, and they're going to take this ma'isim and use it to exempt you from other ma'isim, which is chayv ma'teida. And the rules of ma'teida, you have to give ma'isim from something which is chayv and something which is chayv. If you only chayv midrabbanan, you cannot use that for ma'isa or something ma'atayda. We find many times truma midrabbanan and other things, but there, whenever it's midrabbanan, it's clear that it's you can right away see the distinction between that and other things, and therefore nobody's going to make a mistake. But over here, there's no difference. And therefore, once you see the house, you're not eating more snacks. So people think it's ma'atayda. They're going to make a mistake. Dilma osi la'afrushim min achiv ala potter, min apotter l'achiv. Can't be midrabbanan, it's ma'atayda. So how can you explain the difference? Rashi, previous page. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, L'inyan Maise, what have we got in Maise? The Kaim, we have a rule. Ein ha-tevel mezchayev in Maise. Tevel does not have a chiv of Maise melechel mimeno achilas ada inalara eat from a temporary snack ad shiyida p'nei abayis until it sees the entrance of the house. And remember, it says, B'yarti ha-kodesh min abayis, I removed it from the house. The only chayev once it's in the house. Eidiv im psucha l'chatzah, it's open to a chatzah shiyesh bo shardidis, a number of people living in the chatzah. So they need to make an eidiv between themselves. Otherwise, not allowed to carry. I said, "As al kulam, this chutz, this sukkah also asks all them im loy irva imam if you didn't join them." Uve mezuzah, avagav the ein asuyil ma'isa chamu le'mishem. No, it's not permanent. Yichayv mezuzah. Rash, back to Gemara. Elam al bayak. Explain you the machlekes. Bishiva, this is what I hold. Bishiva, the 7 days of sukkah, the 7 days of lishchav hadin. Kuliyam le'pligid the mechayv. There's no argument. Tanakama agrees. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Tanakama yichayv. Because Tarkam for sure says chayv. Even Rabbi Yehuda, the 7 days of Sukkah yichayv, the 7 days of Parhedrin yichayv. Ki pligi, you know what the machlekes is? B'shayim ma'is hashanah, the rest of the year. The rest of the year. Whether you need a mezuzah or not. The Tanakam says the rest of the year. Rabbanan, so Rabban hold that the rest of the year, Lishchas Parhedrin, need a mezuzah, gazin, shayim, ma'is hashanah, or teshiva. That if the rest of the year you won't have a mezuzah, you'll forget to put up a mezuzah on the 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Chachamim say a whole year when the Chachamim say parhed and mezuzah, we're talking about the rest of the year and we're talking about midrabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda Saba Legazin, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not goyzer. What do you mean not goyzer? But Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that you do need a mezuzah and parhed and midrabanan. But he's saying for different reason. You guys say you need 7 days, you need the rest of the year mezuzah. If you don't have mezuzah the rest of the year, you might forget to put a mezuzah on the 7 days. I hold you need a mezuzah the rest of the year. You know why? Only because they shouldn't say it's a jail. They shouldn't say it's a jail. That's why they should put on a mezuzah. Different reason altogether. But the outcome is the same. So according to Abayi, now there's no machlekes. So people should, if they see a whole year it's not a mezuzah, they think it's a jail. They're looking, it's a house. If it's a, they, people know. Not Amara, not Kamecham. A house needs a mezuzah. How come a mezuzah in Parhedrin? They're always saying, no, it's not a mezuzah here, because it's not a house. It's a jail. You put a mezuzah while he was there, because maybe he's living there right now, but it's a jail. Okay. So in other words, the outcome right now, Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham both agree, you need a mezuzah in Parhedrin a whole year. The question is only why. Chacham says you're gozer a whole year because of the 7 days. You might forget. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, because of you might think it's a jail. Rashi. Amal el amabaya b'shivas yomim shal prisha loy pligid. There's no argument. Rabbi Yehuda the vaday mechayev dumi yosuk yechayev like a sukkah. Keep pligid b'shayev the rest of the year. Rabbanah savri gazin b'worry shayev b'shayev not to shiva because of the 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda savri gazin b'worried. El alishchiz parhedin b'shayev b'shon hoyil ha-mezuzah. It had a mezuzah. Kedei shehei muhzekes lekol yedesh. Oh no, kebeis didi gemura shal yemra lekoyim b'shayev prisha beis asunin chavet. They shouldn't say it's a jail. Says the Gemara, I don't like this pshat. Amalei Rava, says Rava, v'ha sukkah zachag b'chag tani. It says, sukkah zachag. So according to you, everyone should hold that sukkah should have a mezuzah. The machlekes, the Yehuda and Tanakam will be the rest of the year. But it says clearly, sukkah zachag b'chag, and the Tanakam hold, you don't need a mezuzah. Have you heard you do? Rashi sukkah the chag bichag toni u potter rabbanon. Alma we see b'shiva nami yikol amad potter. His opinion is potter. Ella, my Rabbi, you're wrong. They're arguing in the 7 days itself. Forget about the rest of the year. The rest of the attack, you don't need a mezuzah. They're arguing in the 7 days. B'shai, my Zeshana, Kuli, I'm a pligi the Pura. The rest of the, of course, you potter. Keep pligi b'shiva. Now, we had a question. How come by Parhedin, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need a mezuzah, my Taitan, Rabbanon, and how come by Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says you do need? I'll tell you because Sukkah and Parhedin are two different stories. And the Chamin just the opposite. Two different stories. The Sukkah time of Lechud, the Lishka time of Lechud. Two separate reasons. Sukkah time of Lechud. You know why Sukkah Rabbi Yehuda holds you need mezuzah? Because Rabbi Yehuda the time made, we can learn Masechta Sukkah, the next Masechta, the Amr, who believes that Sukkah is Kavabinan. He holds that a Sukkah has to be permanent. He holds that the walls have to be, the first mission have to be higher than 20 Amos. And because he holds that the Sukkah is permanent, if you need a mezuzah, it's a house. So that's why he holds Sukkah is a house. But Rabbanon argued because they hold the Sukkah is temporary, therefore you don't need a mezuzah. Umechayve mezuzah, chayve mezuzah, verabbona tamayu, could they hold over there, sukkah dinas adaybin, and the walls have to be below 20 amas. Velay mechayve mezuzah, chayve mezuzah. Okay. But what about Lishka? How come the same Rabbi Yehuda who says that by sukkah you need a mezuzah, hold by lichir mezuzah? Velishka time lechud, separate altogether. A what? Rabbanon, Rabbanon hold dira bal kocha shema dira. The Rabbanon hold this Kohen Gadol is not going there voluntarily. We're sequestering him against his will. Therefore, the Rabbanon say, well, so what? The fact is, you're living there. It's a house. You need a mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda sava dira bal kocha lo shema dira. They force him to go there. He wants to be with his wife. They take away his wife from him, and they take him away from his house. Then it's like being forced and forced out of house. The obvious question is, what about sukkah? Sukkah is also forced. Every mitzvah is forced. Why are we singing the sukkah? We want to. Every mitzvah is forced. So why Rabbi Yehuda comes to sukkah says you need a mezuzah? And the same Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Parhedin, oh, you force, you potter mezuzah. So the word is, by a sukkah, your wife is potter from sukkah. And yet you're allowed to invite her into the sukkah to join you. So therefore you have freedom. It's not forced. Forced is when they take you away from your wife and you have no choice in who should be with you and so on. So you have no, pechida, you have no independence whatsoever. Over here in the sukkah, tak, it's a mitzvah, but these like me and my wife, and that's what some of the shayim answer. Others say is mitzvahs are not considered forced. This isn't a mitzvah separating. Here it's precautions. Now, there's no mitzvah here to separate Kohen Gadol. It's because they precaution. Oh, we learn from true. We learn from Aluyim. Again, it's all because of precautions. So therefore, it's considered forced. But or the fact that he can't be with his wife, that's being forced. Umid Rabbanon, who did the kindle, so why Taki Rabbanon say you should have mezuzah by Peredin? Shalay Yemru, they shouldn't say, Koyin Godl Chavuj Rebeis Asurin. Koyin Godl is sitting languishing in a jail. Okay, Rashi. Time to keep Liga Beshiva Bein Belishcha Bein Masuke, Vapoite Kan Mechayev Kan Vichlifu Devrem. Let's swap the words around. Sukkah time lechud. Rabbi Yehuda time made. Amzat the sukkah diras keva. He is a permanent fixture. The hechshe sukkah gavoya me esrim ama. He says a sukkah with the walls are above 20 amas is kosher. Sheinu ruyali osas el mechitzakah. The only way you can build such a tall edifice is if it's permanent structure. Hircha bayis chashiv and namlin zuz. It's a house even for mezuzah. Says you moravaita. Mantane lohadat rabbanon. Who learned the following brayse? Kol hasha adim sham. All the gates in the Beis Hamikdash. Lo yehoyu lehem mezuzah, had no mezuzah. Chutz mishan Nikana, the gate of Nikana was on the east side. I will learn later, Nikana was that general who brought those two doors. Shalifni mimenu lichbaredin, that's the entrance to lichbaredin, that had a mezuzah. Since lichchas parhedin had a mezuzah, this gate also had a mezuzah. Who's saying that? Is that the Tanakama who says that parhedin is chai mezuzah ma'atayda? Or is that the Rabbi Yehuda saying that parhedin is chai mezuzah rabban? Who holds that the gate is chai? Leima lechayda rabban, you let Rabbi Yehuda. L'cheira must be the Tanakama, not Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Tanakama holds its Mehatayda, according to Moshe Shoinim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the Rabbanon. The Yid Rabbi Yehuda, he goof exeida, the whole idea of Parhedin having a mezuzah is only even Rabbanon. So people shouldn't assume that it's a jail. Vana, nekum, nigz, exeida, we're going to make a mezuzah to a gate. The only reason why you chayiv in a gate is because it leads you to a house. So here, the whole house over here needs a mezuzah and a rabbanon because of a gzeida. You can make another gzeida, you should have the gate also, so you shouldn't make a mistake. A gzeida you don't do. But if you say it's tarakama, the house, parhedin is mahatay, the chai mezuzah, so the gate needs a mezuzah because you're going into the house. I feel the tame of Yehuda, chudu chod gzeida hi. The entrance is bottled to the house. And therefore, when you set a house, the entrance automatically comes with it. Therefore, you chai, Rashi. Kol ha'sha'ori shari mizeh chazor and isar d'azora echot shari vaiti gemar. Tell me what we learned. It says mezuzah, the mezuzah beisach of your houses will be sharecha and your gates. What do you mean your gates? Your entrance. I said gemar, bisharecha echot shari batim, the gate in front of your house The arch over there lets you walk through into get to your house. The echad shari chatzed is the gates into your courtyard. The echad shari medina is the gates into your medinas. The echad shari are your cities. Must be l'chay the pashup shari. We'll see Rashi learns differently. The medina is not a large city. It definitely doesn't mean a country. And their order is not correct. A city is more than a country. Medina over here would mean like a little suburb. Village, yeah, a suburb or a village or something. And we find that sometimes also in Medinas. The Echad Shayore Ayore Share Ayore is also the gates of all the cities. Yeshbehen Chayvaz Mitzulamakam. The Chayvah Hagam Zuzah. Shanemar, it says, Mishavishnaim, it says, Uchsaftim Amazub Besech Uvisharech. Rashi, Echad Share Medinas. Rashi learns Sharem means a country. Now, how can the gate of a. Rashi learns a very interesting thing. We're talking about a country that you cannot enter the country only through this gate. How's that possible? Because if you can enter the country or any other way, then why? This is not really considered the entrance to the city. It's possible is if you have mountains surrounding it, just like Hungary, you have mountains surrounding it, all around it, the only way to go in is through this way. Or maybe if you have a wall all around it somehow. But a Medina, to have a country with a wall around it is impossible. Around the whole country, just a wall down the middle.
A pretty big one.
Says Rashi, Echo Chai Medina is Yesh Medina. There are those countries, Mukefes Harim, surrounded by mountains, the Yodim and forests, Bekama Pasois, covering a large distance, the Ein Yoitzin Mimena. The only way to get in and out is El Derech Shar through these gates. You go in Eretz Tagar, like the land of Hungary. Hagar.
Do you know where it has it? Scotland. Hadrian, the Roman Emperor, built a wall across the north of England.
Yeah, but Scotland's an island, so there's a.
The Scottish tribes.
Yeah, okay.
So he isolated the whole
country. So Hungary had a it was mouth all around back in those days. Is it? Let him invite him there by the Rav Safra. Hani Avula de Mechuze, the city of Mechuze, which is majority Yidden. There was an entrance in the city. My time, Lo Abdullah Rabban Mezuze. Why is it on Mezuze? So Rashi makes a big chiddush in Allah. Rashi Avula Mechuze, Share Ir, the gate of a city, Sheshma Mechuze, Bahayu Ruben Yisrael. So Rashi holds that the majority of the people are Yidden. You need to put a mezuzah. You live in a apartment building. Even though you have a number of goyim there, the majority Eden, you need to have a mezuzah in the front door. This is Rashi, that, it's machlekes in the halacha, but this is the marker. Rashi, majority Eden, you need a mezuzah. Says Gemara, Amalo Hanu. You know why mechuzah doesn't have mezuzah? Because Hanu, the wall there, is chizuk leakra de kuvid avida. It's not really a wall for an entrance. It's more a foundation to hold up the tower that was above it. And therefore, it doesn't need a mezuzah. Amalei said, that tower is for somebody to be there, guard. So that itself needs a mezuzah. So as an entrance, maybe not as an entrance to the city, but as an entrance to this tower, it needs a mezuzah. The Izba Dida L'Shaymer, Beis HaSudin, it has there a Dida for the guy who guards the jail there. I guess the tower, like the London Tower, there was like a jail there. The Tanya, didn't we learn? Beis HaKnesset, let's say a shul doesn't require, we'll learn tomorrow. A public place or a place where it has many partners doesn't need a mezuzah, but a Beis HaKnesset, sheyesh boy Beis Dida, if there's a room there where somebody lives, like you have the Chazan HaKnesset. In the Gemara, Chazan always means a Shamish. The Shamish of the Chazan, because the Chazan is worth seeing. He sees everything that's needed for the shul. The Chazan HaKnesset, the Shamish is a shul. Chayev is mezuzah, Chay mezuzah is Chayev mezuzah. New. So over here, the shari of the city should be chai, even though it's for jail, but should be chai because it leads to the tower where the guard lives. You know why they didn't put a mezuzah? Because it's a sakana. What kind of sakana? Because the goyim will suspect the yidden of putting all kinds of voodoo stuff on the doors. The Tanya we learned, mezuzah is yachid, a mezuzah of an individual, nivdekes pamayim b'shua. Every 7 years, twice in every 7 years, you got to check the mezuzah in your house. This is the mark of the halach. It's filling once in 7 years and mezuzah twice in 7 years. The sharabim pa'amayim b'yevul. And rabim twice in every 50 years, every 25 years. Ba'am Rabbi Yehuda Maisi, there was a story about Artivin Echad, one person by the name of Artivin. Shayaboydig mezuzahs, he was checking the mezuzahs b'shuka elyon in the market up shal sepaydi and up in sepaydi. Umatsu kesadir echad, one of the officers, the Roman officers saw him. V'notl mimena, and he find him elo zuz. Oh, you're doing witchcraft here? And he find him 1,000 zuz. Says the Gemara, Ba'am Rabbi Lozer, shluk mitzah, and zayk, if you're doing a mitzah, you don't get hurt. You knew that the goyim are suspicious to see mezuzah. They think of all kinds of things. He should have been careful. The chesiv it says, Shmuel said to the Abishai, you want me to go and anoint David HaMelech? How can I go? Shaul will find out that I went to David HaMelech to anoint him. The Hargani will kill me. Hashem said to him, Eglas Bokar Tika B'Yachad, don't be a liar. Take with you a calf. But Omri, you'll tell Shaul, you know, I went to David. You don't have to tell him the whole truth. Tell him you were the boss. I came into Shecht. So what do we see from here? that really Yitaka should have had a mezuzah, and even though the majority were Yidden, they were scared of the few going that were there, that maybe the going. But the few, only few going, the majority were Yidden, and yet they were scared.
The Shemira of a mitzvah is only.
Exactly. I'm saying, but the modern Zachi is mechuzah, the majority of people were Yidden, and they were still scared of the few going that were there. That would be in trouble.
It wasn't Stam Goyim. This was an officer. This was
That's in Rome. The story. Occupation. That's Rome in Sepoidi. This is Bavel. There's no officers. They had no officers there. This is Bavel. Mechuz is a Bavel. There's no Romans there. Rashi. La'akel kubek yigebana binyan bana. There was a building there. Nikra kuvi, like a tower. Vashaorim tachtav asuyin kekipa. They made like an arch. Ubinyan abani agabe kipa chazig yisus. So if it's an arch, it's very sturdy. La'akel kubek gufa mishum oisim binyan atzi. That building itself, tiboy hashem, they should have its own mezuzah. Should let a chayz a shad as a gate, not as a gate to the city, but as a gate to this tower. The king shouldn't say, you're doing some kind of witchcraft on my city. Maybe it rotted. Interesting. The reason why you check your mezuzah twice every 7 years is maybe the letter's rotted. Or maybe the parchment's not there anymore. It's stolen. Why twice if you're worried about rotting? Why, when it comes to rabim, suddenly it's every 25 years you check and every 3.5 years? So Rashi says, "Kol dovah shesharabim ain lahatriach cholav habi." The svara is, since it's not your responsibility, it's a communal responsibility. Therefore, we try to make things as easy as possible. Sheim chavura yeh kol echad oim meyaseh chavedei. Sheim titrach. If it becomes a big pain, everyone says, "I can't do it. Let someone else do it," and no one does it. But for 1.5 years, then it's not so difficult to get people volunteers to do it. Interesting attitude for public life. Art of in shame each name of person. I'm not going to say a shame only, that's his trait. Kasadu, shame pekidus, or some kind of officer, you can say it, who shaitu, who's a policeman. The kvi azeke, alilas hamoshel muzumenas, Tom, he's constantly looking for excuses to harm the Yidden. So in Mechuzah, the majority of Yidden, they're still worried. Eich eilich limsheche David apidibar. How can I go anoint David? The Abish told me. So he told him to do the following. Okay, stop here.